This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Annual Portland Pride Waterfront Festival and Parade, June 15th and 16th at Tom McCall Park. More information about the Portland Pride Festival and Parade can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair-accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or RadioCab.net.
Welcome to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. It is now 6:01, and tonight we're going to be featuring a variety of community voices, all working to support the queer community, as well as make change in the community. June month marks the beginning of Gay Pride Month, and tonight we are going to be celebrating Pride. We're going to be bringing you a couple of different music selections from groups that will be performing here at the Portland Pride Celebration happening later in the month. We're also going to be speaking with a couple of counselors about some healthy choices and some proactive ideas on how to survive the Pride season, as well as how to sustain your Pride year-round. So stay tuned for that. I also want to let you know how to connect with us online. We love to hear from our listeners. Feel free to email us at outloudradio@gmail.com. If you connect on Facebook, you can find us on Facebook at KBOO Out Loud. You can also find us on Twitter with the same handle, KBOO Out Loud. Now, I also want to invite you to be part of KBOO and Out Loud in the Pride Parade here in Portland. The parade is going to be happening on Sunday, June 16th in downtown Portland. Now, this coming Saturday, June 8th, from noon to 4, you are invited to come on down to the KBOO studios to be part of our work party. We'll be creating our float, as well as making signs and other stuff to be used in the parade. What would you make with a few hundred dead CDs? Come on down to KBOO and show us your skills. KBOO is located at 20 Southeast 8th Street, just south of East Burnside. Again, we're going to be meeting here at the studio on Saturday, June 8th from noon to 4 p.m. For more information, please contact Ani, the KBOO Volunteer Coordinator, at volunteer@kboo.org. We're going to take a short music break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes to speak with Rob, who is working with Northern Oregonians for Equality and Respect. But before we talk with Rob, I want to let you know about a music event that's happening this week, and we're going to be hearing a music sample from Katie Sawicki and the Cabin Project. Now, Katie Sawicki and the Cabin Project are performing this Thursday, June 6th, at the Doug Fir, which is located at 830 130 East Burnside. The doors are at 8 and the show starts at 9 p.m. Cost is $8. Now, the Cabin Project's new album is in the works, so you can expect some new songs as well as a release of their new video for their song The Lining. Now, there are going to be two opening acts. One will be Genders as well as Finn Riggins. And again, the doors open at 8 p.m. at the Doug Fir. For more information, you can go to thecabinproject.com. And the song is from The Cabin Project, titled Rockies.
Rusty box, 4 feet down, we excavate ourselves. Pilot man was buried 14 years ago. You and I would change for good, the moment that we chose to cross Colorado. It came to me like a worried song, I would know for years, I've sung it more. Like the northwest in the fall, you're coming back tonight. Even that's a thing. But if there's one thing, baby, that I know, it's that the Rockies will always, always be here when you can learn the new route. Oh, we can take it all. No one of I'm gonna lose my.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla. The song that we just heard was titled Rockies from The Cabin Project, and The Cabin Project will be performing this Thursday, June 6th at the Doug Fir, doors at 8, show at 9. For more information, you can go to thecabinproject.com. Next, we're going to move into a conversation with Rob, who is very busy working with an organization called Northern Oregonians for Equality and Respect. Welcome to the show, Rob.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Carla.
Yeah, I'm so excited to share your work with our listeners. I believe it's really important what you're doing. First, let's let our listeners know, what is No Fear working on these days?
Okay, well, No Fear, first of all, I just wanted to clarify that No Fear is not actually an official organization of any kind.
Okay.
Basically, we are a group of citizens who are opposed to discrimination. And we came about Back in January, a local bakery in Gresham, known as Sweet Cakes by Melissa, refused to make a wedding cake for a lesbian couple that went in, or that wanted a wedding cake. As soon as I heard about this, you know, I immediately began, you know, calling people, talking about it on Facebook, signed up for a Facebook boycott page. Somebody had created a page to boycott the business. And we organized, you know, about 60 or 70 protesters to go out and spend an afternoon there to demonstrate and protest. And the story's made national headlines. Since then, however, as far as we know, no official action has been taken by the state against them. It's a crime in Oregon, according to the Oregon Equality Act, to refuse service on the basis of sexual orientation.
And I just want to clarify, mm-hmm. so everybody knows, so the law in Oregon says no business
That's right.
can discriminate services.
That's right. Basically, okay. Oregon state law says that a place of public accommodation is defined in state law as any place that offers the public accommodations, advantages, facilities, or privileges, whether in the nature of goods, services, lodging, amusements, or otherwise. It is illegal in places of public accommodation to discriminate on the basis of race, sex, including pregnancy, sexual orientation, national origin, religion, marital status, physical or mental disability, or age if 18 years or older. And so there's 29 states right now where it's perfectly legal to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation. Oregon is not one of them. Since Sweet Cakes by Melissa decided to discriminate, there's been another bakery now. This one is out in the Mount Hood area. It's called Fleur Cakes. And the owner of that establishment has also decided to refuse service to a lesbian couple who requested a wedding cake. So No Fear, which is Northern Oregonians for Equality and Respect, is organizing a boycott against these discriminating businesses to raise awareness that this is a problem, getting to be more of a pattern. Also to inform the public and expose their discrimination to the public. We are working right now to pressure the state attorney general to take action and enforce the law here in Oregon.
Wonderful. Where can folks find you online if they want to get involved?
Well, we have a website that was just created not too long ago, a few days ago. It's nofearportland.com. And so please go and visit the website to find out how you can support this. Some things just right off the top of my head that people can do immediately is to write letters to the editors of, you know, local papers. Contact your local legislators and let them know how you feel about this issue. Also, there is a petition that is going around. No Fear is gathering signatures right now on our website to pressure the state attorney general, Ellen Rosenblum, to take action and hold these businesses accountable for their illegal discrimination.
Okay. So are you guys planning any more protests or any days of action?
Well, it's kind of hard to say right off the bat. It depends on how things go. Obviously, Gay Pride is coming up. Mm-hmm. And so we want to take advantage of that season here in Oregon to celebrate what it means to live in a diverse population, a diverse culture, and to ask the state of Oregon to recognize our equality as well. So chances are you'll be seeing us around town gathering some signatures, gathering some petition postcards that we're asking people to sign. You can sign that same postcard on our website at nofearportland.com. That's basically what we're asking people to do.
Wonderful. And just as a reminder, as our listeners, again, that No Fear is not asking the Attorney General to do anything special.
Nope.
Other than enforce
the law that is in place.
Right on. Okay. Which is very important, mm-hmm. just around discrimination, and these laws are on the books already.
That's
so
right.
Not that they need to be changed or anything like that.
Right.
So I want to say thank you for your work. I know it's really important just to hold, you know, each other accountable, all of us, and how do we treat each other?
Yes.
I also want to let our listeners know, for folks that don't know, on a national level, the Human Rights Campaign does, HRC.org, if you're not familiar with them, the Human Rights Organization or the Human Rights Campaign does a list of businesses around like an equality or an equity index. Mm-hmm. And they publish it every year. And,
that's right.
And a lot of those are national businesses. Mm-hmm. But I do want to encourage people, if for local businesses or wherever you're doing business.
There is actually the Portland Area Business Association, PABA.
Great.
Is a business association of local business owners who do support equal rights for gay and lesbian people. And you can go to their website. I believe it's paba.org. I'm not sure, but if you Google it, it'll come up.
Okay, right on. So yeah, for those that are interested in supporting equality, I encourage folks to do a little reconnaissance and make sure the businesses you're supporting really are supporting everyone, mm-hmm. the equality idea.
Great.
So, you know, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, Rob. I'm sorry, we're going to run out of time.
But I understand.
Any closing thoughts? Yeah, any closing thoughts you want to leave with our listeners?
I just want to just let everybody know that I really appreciate the support that we've received in boycotting these businesses. It's overwhelming and very gratifying. To see so many people stepping up to take a stand against illegal discrimination in our state. Thank you.
Right on. Well, keep up the good work, and hopefully we'll have you back in the future and you can give us an update on what y'all have been up to.
That would be great. Thank you, Carla.
Right on. Okay, you're welcome. Take care. Now, listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be back in just a few moments to speak with Mike Binks and Gina Senarigi, I'm so sorry, Gina Senarigi. We're going to be talking about healthy choices and staying prideful year round. Tis the season for pride. We'll be back in just a few moments with them. Next, we're going to take a music break. We're going to hear a song, Starbox from Mattachine Social, a local group that will be performing as part of Portland Pride. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla. That song was titled Starbox from Mattachine Social. That group will be performing here in Portland as part of Pride Northwest. The Pride Festival is happening downtown on Father's Day weekend, actually, in mid-June. So we'll be speaking with Belinda from Pride Northwest later in the show, so stay tuned for that. Next, I'd like to welcome Mike Binks and Gina Senarigi. You know, my apologies. I can say Gina's name fabulously when the mics are not turned on. So sorry, stressful times, people. Sorry. But yeah, Gina and Mike are both working to support the lesbian and gay and transgender community through coaching and mental health services. And Mike, I'd like to let you speak first and just let our listeners know, again, Mike Binks is a licensed counselor working here in the Portland area, but let our listeners know a little bit about your practice, because you're a really diverse kind of guy.
Sure. Thank you. So I have a private practice. It's called Odyssey Counseling and Therapy. I practice in the Hollywood area, work with older adolescents and adults and couples and families around all kinds of issues, including addictions and substance issues with substances.
Wonderful. And website is MikeBinks.com, correct?
Yes.
So folks can find you online just for more information on Mike if you're interested.
Yeah.
Right on. And Gina, you are also a life coach and do a type of counseling, but let our listeners know about your business and your background.
I am a counselor and relationship coach, and I work in Northeast. I have a practice that focuses primarily on couples work, and I do actually a lot of work also with individuals. I've worked with members of the LGBTQ community for pretty much my entire practice and professional background. And so it seemed fitting that I could come join you on your show today.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you both here in the studios. And one thing I've noticed during June is there are so many different Pride events that are happening. There's so much awesomeness in our community. It's almost like a friend of mine was joking that the mothership is getting ready to take off. You know, there's all this excitement, and okay, a lot of great things are going on in the month of June. And something I wanted to talk a little bit about is how to kind of gather up all the pride and all the awesomeness that happens during the month of June and give folks some ideas on how to sustain that year round. I guess I know some people have a bit of a after crash, you know, come July or August, or when there aren't so many awesome things going on, or there's not as many rainbows flying around, how to sustain that pride year round. I guess I wanted to start kind of by talking about that. Who would like to go first?
Sure. I guess I can like second what you're saying.
Okay.
There seems to be a lot of visibility during Pride where that's part of, that's the reason for Pride, is to increase the visibility. And so you get out there and you're hanging out and you're looking around you and you're feeling lots of support, a lot of the time anyway, and maybe a lot of comfort in sort of being really comfortable in your skin and safe. And then a week later, it's all gone. And, you know, where does your visibility go? So there can be this sense of heightened visibility and that transforms into invisibility. I think it's a great question to be asking.
One of the things that we were talking about as we brainstormed a little bit about what to say today was thinking through the month of June and as not just the Pride events themselves, but thinking about what you're going to do to take care of yourself and have fun as Pride gets closer, and then how you're going to enjoy that weekend. And then also to think about how are you going to take care of yourself the week after. So thinking about it before, during, and after the events, instead of just thinking about that weekend. There's lots going on in Portland. I mean, it's beautiful out today, right? It would be easy to just get excited for the sunshine right now and enjoy all the events of June and then completely run out of steam even by the end of the month. And so thinking about how do I want to spend June? How do I want to spend that weekend? And then how do I want to make sure that I make it to work the week after Pride and I'm not sick or run down? Those are really important things to think about ahead of time.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of reasons for Pride. You know, they can be political, they can be commercial. I think most individuals, if not all individuals, are going and participating in Pride events because they want to have a sense of connectedness, a sense of belonging, and a sense of celebration. So I think one thing along the lines of what you're saying, Gina, you know, how do you set your intentions before, during, and after Pride? It might be like, how do I want to connect? How do I want to connect? How do I want to feel belonging? How do I want to celebrate? And how do I want to reach out to my community and provide that for them? How do I want to increase the sense of belonging and connectedness and celebration for other people? And then what opportunities do I have to do that once Pride is over? You know, what's out there that could help me to extend my sense of connectedness to a larger community where I get the supports that I'm looking for, and I'm offering to other people the supports that they could potentially really benefit from?
Right. I like to also think of the solidarity, you know, that connectedness as well as that celebration, and that so many times in my own travels, I'm looking for my people. And where are the rainbow people? I want to go find you.
Yeah.
I want to be with you. And so,
likewise.
Exactly. And so I love that during Pride. Sometimes it's almost overwhelming. Like, where are all you beautiful people in October or other times of the year? And so it's almost like I want to bottle that up and then be able to sample it the other months of the year. And yeah, and I know sometimes what happens with all that awesomeness is sometimes people overindulge. And I guess I do want to just take a moment and maybe be sensitive. I myself am not in sobriety, but I do want to acknowledge the challenges, you know, not just the everyday challenges for people in sobriety, but especially come Pride. And so many of the events that we have are focused around alcohol. They're either actually happening in the bar or they're sponsored by beer or alcohol companies. And also not just alcohol, but other recreational activities or even behavior choices, food or sex or the different addictions that people have. And a lot of times during June with the celebrations, I guess, do you guys have any ideas on how to be sensitive and how to support folks that are in recovery when there's so many opportunities as a community to not be sensitive to those things?
One of the things that could be that I think will be really helpful once you've got the intention set, like we were talking about, how do you want to make it through this time? Do you want to stay sober through that weekend or refrain from whatever other unhealthy activity? I would recommend taking breaks. One of the things that can happen is you wake up and you're with friends in the morning, you're with friends in the afternoon, you're running from thing to thing throughout the weekend, trying to absorb all of that great rainbow community. And you forget to, you know, take a nap, eat a meal, step back and take a deep breath and just pace yourself a little bit throughout that weekend. And I think also creating some kind of, you know, contract with a buddy, just talking with your friends either as you go to different events or before and checking in throughout the weekend about how can you help each other stay safe and stay sane throughout that weekend? Because it can be really overwhelming, even though it's wonderful in many ways.
Those are great ideas. I especially like the idea of kind of connecting up with someone and hanging out with someone so that you can kind of, you know, lean on each other when you want to and when you need to during various activities. Another thing I might add is that, you know, sometimes people are coming to Pride not having much of a sense of connection to a larger community or other friends who identify as LGBTQI. And so they're coming to sort of see if they can find that somewhere a lot of the time. One of the great things about Pride are the booths, and a lot of the booths actually, they're themed around supports that are there throughout the year. including themes that revolve around substance issues or addictions, just ways of connecting up with groups that where you can get that sense of belonging, connectedness. So one thing I would recommend is checking out the Bulas and seeing what's there that could be helpful if you feel like you already have like maybe problems around addictions or substance issues. Another thing, I'm assuming that there are sober activities during Pride. The best way to find out about them might be through the 12-step meetings that they offer at Q Center. They also offer 12-step meetings at Metropolitan Community Church, which is the LGBTQI sort of focused church in Portland. And also the Alano Club has queer-specific meetings. You could go to any one of those places and probably find out what activities are taking place within a smaller community that really supports, if you're looking for that support, supports abstinent activities. Otherwise, it can be helpful to pace yourself. Rob was saying before he left the room, yes, pace yourself during Pride.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's so much, you know, morning, noon, night, midnight, middle of the night. There's dance parties. There's all sorts of really great things going on. But to pace yourself and really, I get nervous when I see people in the community who are way overindulging. And again, I'm not coming from a place of judgment. I'm coming from a place of concern. Like, please get home safe tonight. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate what you're saying, Mike, around sometimes people come to Pride looking for connection. And I remember my first year in Portland. I'm a pretty outgoing person, but I didn't have anybody to go to Pride with. And it was really, really, really intimidating. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to encourage everyone to kind of reach a hand out and make some new friends. And someone who's alone, maybe alone by choice, maybe they're looking to connect. And I'd like to encourage everyone to kind of expand your comfort zone and reach out to those solo folks you see floating around the edges of whatever event you're at and just say hi or whatever.
Exactly.
Know?
Say yeah. Hi, give them a high five, a smile, something that lets them know that they're not there alone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So,
and mm-hmm. I would also reinforce what Mike said about the booths, that one of the best ways that you could make connection and build community would be to volunteer with one of the organizations or join one of the athletic clubs or work with one of the foundations or something and get to meet some people in those arenas outside of maybe the bar or the club. There's lots of people volunteering there who have great intentions, and it might be a pretty solid way to build community so the next year you would feel a little less lonely during Pride.
Right. I love that idea, Gina. And that's where a lot of the booths during Pride, not only are they promoting their services or, you know, kind of reaching out to the community, a lot of the booths, a lot of different community groups will also be recruiting. So I like what you said around looking for volunteer opportunities. Many organizations are volunteering right now for volunteers to actually staff the booths down at Pride. Hint, hint, KBOO is one of them, just saying. but for folks that are interested in kind of reaching out and doing some reconnaissance now, there are plenty of opportunities to volunteer during Pride, even with the parade or, you know, whatever your thing is, but lots of different ways to plug in and engage. So,
and that can be one of the ways to keep the energy of Pride going is to make some new connections there that will be sustained through volunteer meetings or through your organization's, you know, events throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, I want to make sure we give folks a way to connect with you guys. I know, Mike, we mentioned your website, but if listeners missed that, it's mikebinks.com. And Gina, where can folks find you online if they want to learn more about your practice?
Well, my website currently is my name, so it's GMSENARIGHI. But if they didn't have time to write that down, my blog is Amplify Happiness Now. It links to my website, and they could find me and schedule an appointment or sign up. This summer, I'm doing a 10-day relationship cleanse, and so they could sign up for that there.
Wonderful. Okay, so we'll also have links to both of our guests. Actually, all of our guests are linked on the Out Loud page on the KBOO website as well, kboo.fm/outloud. So I wish that we had more time. I know that you both are loaded with lots of great ideas for supporting people, for encouraging all the awesomeness that our community has, but we are starting to run out of time. And so, Mike, I guess let's start with you. Anything else that you wanted to be sure our listeners knew about? Any other ideas or any closing thoughts that you want to leave with our listeners?
I guess, if I were to have a mantra for Pride, it would be to show up for each other, to show up for yourself, and to show up for each other, both during Pride and after Pride.
Right on. A year-round Pride.
Yes.
Mantra. Show up. Show up. I love that. Thank you. And Gina, any other thoughts you want to share or closing thoughts?
I really like Rob's advice of pacing yourself and making sure that you take care of just the basic needs of eating your meals, drink a lot of water, take those multivitamins, take good care of yourself so you can fully enjoy all of the beauty of our community that weekend and not feel like you missed out because you were too run down.
All right. Those are all great ideas. Thank you so much to our guests. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Out Loud. This is the Queer Culture Radio Show on KBOO. We're just saying goodbye to Mike Binks and Gina Sarah-Rigi.
Senarigi.
Senarigi. Whoops. I'm sorry. Again, I'm sorry about the name, Gina. Talking about healthy ways to survive and celebrate during Pride season. I'd like to invite you guys both to come back someday. And I think talking about healthy stuff in the community is so important. So thank you for coming down tonight. And hopefully we'll have you back on Out Loud again in the future.
Anytime.
Thank you. I'd love that.
Right on. Okay, listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. The rest of the show is going to be dedicated to Pride here in Portland. We're going to be hearing about events and hearing from a couple of comedians. First, we're going to take a short music break. This is another music sample from the Portland Pride lineup. The group is called Dirty Looks, and the song is called Pop Pop.
I did it. basement so I can keep moving and go my way when I'm forced to deal with crazy women. I like class when you know how to act, regardless of the situation. With tact, I'll take a pass if in fact you can't, cause life is just too short to put up with that. I'm here to dance.
Welcome back to Out Loud, KBOO's queer culture radio show. My name is Carla. That song was titled Pop Pop, and the group was titled Dirty Looks. They're going to be performing here in Portland as part of Pride Northwest's lineup. Again, the Pride festivities here in Portland happening over Father's Day weekend, the 15th and 16th here in Portland. I'd like to welcome Belinda Carroll back to the show. Belinda, welcome.
Hello, Carla. How are you doing?
Great. Or maybe I should say welcome back. You've been here before.
I've been here several times.
So there is so much going on. Pride here in Portland is fabulous. There's so much going on. I first want to make sure folks have the website, because I know the full calendar in case we forget anything. What's the website?
The Pride website is pridenorthwest.org, and you can find out all the information. You can find out the entertainment lineup as well as how to volunteer, which is extremely important, and anything else that you'd want to know, as well as email addresses, how to get a hold of us and stuff like that.
Wonderful. Okay, fabulous. Does Pride Northwest need volunteers?
Yes, absolutely. Please volunteer for the weekend of. You can do just a couple of hours, so you don't have to do the whole weekend. We definitely need volunteers. We need volunteers for donations. We need volunteers to help with stage. We need volunteers for everything. So it's a really awesome way to get to know people and make friends and have connection, like you were talking about the last segment, and also give back to your community. And again, you don't have to volunteer for the whole weekend. You can just volunteer for Dyke March. You can just volunteer for the day, the parade, whatever it fits your schedule comfortably.
And folks can find, like, contact the volunteer coordinator on the Pride Northwest website?
Yeah, it's volunteer at pridenorthwest.org.
Wonderful. Fabulous. Okay. Now, where should we begin? There's so much great stuff going on.
There's so many things.
Yeah.
Well, my main responsibilities with Pride is entertainment direction, stage management, and then also the Thursday comedy show and Dyke March. So, I mean, really, we can start anywhere you'd like. I'm really excited about our headliners this year.
Let's do that.
We have some amazing headliners this year. We have The Clicks out of Toronto, who's fronted by Lucas Silveira.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm doing the same name thing you were doing earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be amazing. They were here a few years ago, 2009, 2010. Goddess and She is coming.
Coming back,
yes. And they're some of my favorite people ever. And then we have Andy Bell of Erasure. So if you were a club kid in the late 80s, early 90s, then Andy Bell is awesome because, you know, everybody loves Erasure. And then we have Aiden James, who's a new up-and-coming gay male artist who was just recently featured on Logo. So, yeah, we have some good people.
Wonderful. Again, the website, pridenw.org, for all the details. Where and when can you see those people perform? Now, let's get to the Dyke March.
Okay.
That happens every year. And I just learned that next year will be the 20th anniversary, Belinda.
Yep.
Carroll.
Yep, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary.
And I emphasize Belinda because she just confessed as a teenager she helped organize the first Dyke March.
With the Lesbian Avengers.
Rock on, you little activist.
Yes.
So
I would like to emphasize that I was a teenager and I'm not 100 years old.
But to teenagers, we are 100 years old.
No, that's not true.
Okay. So... So the Dyke March happens Saturday night.
I believe the 15th, correct? The 15th of June.
And the way we have it set up is that the Clicks go on stage right around 5 o'clock, and then they'll perform to about 5:45, 5:55, and then the kickoff to the Dyke March is at 6 o'clock right at the waterfront.
Okay, so lesbians and their supporters,
yes,
who want to
I'd like to emphasize it's dykes. It's not necessarily lesbians because okay. people identify in different ways. I personally identify as queer.
Okay.
And so it's for dykes. People that identify as dykes and their allies are welcome.
Yeah. Okay. To meet up 6 o'clock down at the Pride Festival area, which is down on the waterfront, mm-hmm. downtown Portland.
The Salmon Street Springs. So the fountain that goes inward.
Okay.
That's the place to kick off.
Yeah. The meetup. Okay. Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock Saturday night. Dyke March starts. People should bring signs. What should people bring?
Yeah. So, I mean, signs if they want to. I mean, it's an activist event. So, you know, signs, t-shirts, whatever you want to do with that. Some people go bare breasted. You know, so on and so forth.
Okay.
It's the Dyke March.
It is.
So, yeah.
How about...
and they can find us on Dyke March Portland on Facebook. So if you look up Dyke March Portland on Facebook, I'll have all that information. I update daily. So just look for us.
Okay. And tell us about the comedy lineup.
Oh, so comedy, I'm super excited. So we're doing a show on Thursday, June 13th, and it's at Curious Comedy Theater. It's called Homoha, An Evening with Ant. Comedian Ant is one of my favorite comics ever. So he's been on literally everything. He was on Last Comic Standing for like 5 years. He was on VH1 Celebrity Fit Club. He had his own show on Logo called US of Ant. And so he's been just everywhere. I watched him frequently on TV. So I'm very excited that I got him to do this show. It's very nice of him to do it. He's also going to be the VIP person for our VIP area on Sunday. So come to the show on Thursday. Tickets are $18 in advance at Brown Paper Tickets or $25 at the door. And then also come to see him at the Pride Festival, who'll be in the VIP area.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
And a lovely coincidence, I would like to welcome Ant to the show. Ant, are you with us?
Hi.
Hey, Ant.
Hi, Belinda.
Hello, Ant. Welcome to Out Loud Radio. We're so excited you could join us.
I'm excited to be here. Listen, I put my finger through a hole in a wall. Does that make me a dyke? I will totally show up at that march, and I will bare my breast, according to the doctor.
I think it only counts if there's something else on the other end that maybe you don't want to touch, which I can't say on radio.
It has been so long since anything's touched me. I'll touch anything at this point. I'm not even kidding you.
Oh, I've been there.
I need a gazebo built in my backyard, so I don't mind getting a dyke.
Ah, that's awesome.
So, mm-hmm.
So Ant, I just want to make sure our listeners know again, Ant and Belinda, you're part of the comedy lineup Thursday night as well, right?
I'm featuring for Ant, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, Homoha,
Thursday night. And so... I'm excited that you're coming to town, and what are some of the things you're looking forward to sharing with us? I guess I know, don't give away any of your secrets, but what can our listeners look forward to as part of your comedy lineup?
Well, it's going to be an outrageous night of comedy. I am sort of a little known as controversial, I guess, a little bit. And so I'll be in my own element with all the lesbian, gay, queer, bisexual questioning, and Belinda. And
I'm all
you
of
know,
them.
it'll be a hootenanny. We'll do a lot of time. We'll have a lot of laughs, and we will kick off Pride, and it's going to be a hoot. And that's what you have to look forward to. Are you going to be coming, Carla?
Yep,
you
I am.
It's, I can't it's, wait to meet you. I'm going to put a face to that voice.
Yeah,
you could do phone sex.
I've been told I could.
You could do phone sex.
That's it.
That's her part-time job. She just doesn't like to let people.
That's it.
What?
I said that's her part-time job. She just doesn't like to let people know about it.
Huh.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. it's going to be a lot of fun. And this is my first time up at Portland Pride, so I'm really looking forward to seeing how you guys do it. This weekend is our L.A. Pride, and then next week will be Portland Pride, and I just am very, very excited. I'm really honored that that you guys asked me to come up, and I'm excited.
Uh-huh.
So my question for you, Ant, because I haven't asked you this, is have you ever done Portland as a comedy show? Have you done comedy in Portland yet?
I don't. Well, let's see. I'm newly sober, so my brain is a little foggy from all the drug abuse. So I don't really think I have. If I have, it was in a blackout. That's the truth.
I think I did Bridgetown in a blackout once. I understand.
Right.
Yeah. I've got to say something really hilarious, though. So I was talking to somebody who was sober for a long time, and they said to me, what is the weirdest place you've ever come to and, you know, from a blackout? And I said, one time I was dressed completely as a children's clown at a children's birthday party with the wig, the nose, the whole thing, and all the kids were crying. So I said to her, what's the weirdest place you've come to? She beat me. She goes, oh, I came to in complete scuba gear on a crabbing boat in Alaska.
Whoa.
And she didn't know how to swim.
Oh, Lord.
How's that for having a drug and alcohol problem?
Right on. But cheers. I mean, I appreciate the humor, but I do want to say cheers to your sobriety. So good for you.
Oh, thanks, Belinda. I appreciate it. Yeah. I really do. It's been a little struggle, but I'm in it to win it. So
that's it. We raise our ginger ale to you. So
thank you.
Right on.
Thank you. I'm a big Diet Coke with lime fan all of a sudden. Who knew?
Oh, yeah.
Right on. Good for you.
It tastes delicious all by itself. Did you know that?
No. I didn't.
And I also found out that Crisco is also good for frying chicken. Who knew?
Who knew? Oh, that's funny. Uh-huh. So, Aunt, it's going to be great to have you here in Portland. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Again, I just want to let our listeners know, if folks are just joining us, you're listening to Out Loud. This is the Queer Culture Radio Show on KBOO. My name is Carla. With us here in studio is Belinda Carroll, who is one of the creative masterminds on the Pride Northwest team, and on the phone with us is Aunt, who...
Hi.
Hi.
You and both think, by the way, that Belinda was the only person organizing Pride.
Right on.
I went online, I saw the blogs, I'm just like, oh, Belinda's everywhere, she's doing the Dyke March, she's setting up the comedy thing, she's selling tickets, she's doing cleanup, she's building the stage. It's crazy what you lesbians are able to accomplish.
Recruiting, and you wouldn't know it, but Belinda's even wearing a dress with all that work she's
doing.
That's right. So, way
but
to represent.
I'm wearing panties, so that's okay.
Don't tell on me.
Belinda, now, what do you mean when you say you identify as queer and not lesbian?
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is that I identify as lesbian for a long time, but in the last few years, I've dated several trans men.
Mm-hmm.
And so I consider myself queer, which is kind of just a all-you-can-eat platter of queerdom, I guess.
It's the rainbow option.
It's the rainbow option.
Isn't that awesome? And then what's questioning? Does anybody want to explain that to me?
I think it's if you haven't made up your mind on what letter you fit into, and so therefore you're kind of questioning.
I thought maybe it was somebody gets naked with me, they look at me and go, I'm not really sure about this. It might be questioning.
I think either way, really, right?
It could be that as well. I also think some people are questioning, I guess I like to just acknowledge, you know, people's and their attractions or their desires. And they change over time. And so what somebody was, you know, last year versus today versus tomorrow, questioning to me means you have many options and you like your choices. I don't know. And that some people don't want to be defined. This is my personal opinion, you know, that some people don't want to be defined as, say, a lesbian or a dyke or a... Whatever.
But they don't mind being defined as queer or questioning.
Right. Well, and I still meet a lot of people. I mean, I'm in my early 40s and I use the word queer freely in my language, but I still have many people that question me, like, isn't that a bad word? And then, okay, they don't know I'm talking about my own people, but for many people, the word queer is still very, very offensive.
Well, it's the same with dyke, I think. And I've had a lot of people talk to me about the word dyke as far as in Dyke March. And I think it's kind of just reappropriating a word that has been used derogatorily toward our people. You know, it's something that used to be called out as a name-calling thing, and now we've taken it back and made it something celebratory.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you know what? I mean, look, if we take power out of words, we take power out of words. That's what it really boils down to for me. You can call me anything you want, seriously.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same
way. I don't really care. You can call me anything you want. I'm so fine with who I am that your words have no power over me.
Right. Well, we're comedians, so I think we have a different standard of of what's appropriate half the time.
Well, you know, Belinda, I just realized that after I made that decision.
Right.
Hopefully Belinda won't jump in on that, but you did right away and right on cue. Right on cue on the cue questioning radio station.
Right on. Now,
I can't believe you're in your 40s. You sound like a young, really young person.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
It wasn't a compliment.
Ah. You sound like you're immature and don't know what the hell you're doing.
That could be true sometimes, too.
Hilarious. How did you get that job, Carl? I think that's wonderful, the service that you're providing for the community.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You being out there. So if no one has taken a moment to applaud you, Carla, I'm going to do it right now. Thank you for what you do for us. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and you're welcome, and thank you for the acknowledgement. I'll admit, I this is volunteer work. I mean, very much making Out Loud happen is work. Like, let me not dismiss that, but this is volunteer work, and I happen to come across this opportunity because other volunteers here at KABU had worked with the programming committee to get a queer radio show happening. So I was able to show up at the right time and collaborate with other volunteers. And really, KABU has such diverse programming. Anyone can volunteer here. You literally just have to show up and engage. And okay, you have to play nice with others too. There's no yelling allowed, but right. In theory. Really, I just keep showing up. And so they keep letting me have the microphone and I just keep showing up.
A very, very good friend of mine says, and you can play down like you just did, but a very good friend of mine says, you can fake caring, but you cannot fake showing up.
It's
so again,
true.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, and you're welcome. And thank you for the acknowledgement. I guess it has been a passion of mine to bring more queer voices into the media. And so that's my agenda here. So
my entire career has been built on that. So
yeah, that's the reason I became a stand-up comic, was that I got fired for a band for being gay in Austin. And I got mad about it.
Did you correct them and tell them that you were a lesbian, soon to be queer?
Yeah. No, they're
because I'm not gay.
I'm not gay. No, but I ended up getting fired because I refused to change the pronouns in songs that I was singing to male pronouns. And so I decided to become a comedian to kind of counteract that. And here I am, you know,
right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Planet play here, and we never know where we're going to end up.
Oh, for sure.
As long as we just go with the ebb and the flow, you know?
Exactly. Now,
Now we're going to join hands and sing Kumbaya.
Yeah, right. Everybody get your Birkenstocks out. It's time for a song.
Somebody's got a guitar. That's cute.
Now, let me ask you a question. At the bike march, am I going to see a lot of underarm hair and leg hair?
Oh, yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Be honest.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Don't be shy.
That's happening.
Don't be scared.
Okay.
A lot of deodorant rocks and like tofu or for some reason. Yeah.
They're my
I
people.
Love tofu.
I'm like, they're my
I
people.
Love tofu. Now, are they going to bring like their own herbs and cook their own food? I mean, that's pushing it.
Probably. It is Portland.
But it is a march after all.
We're a crunchy, crunchy people.
We are.
That's hilarious. They get up and eat granola naked on a mountain, so long as it's gluten-free.
All right. Sounds good. You know what? Yeah. I totally want to hear more of your comedy, but we need to start wrapping things up. I want to make sure listeners know, you know, first of all, how to find both of you comedians online. So, Belinda, what's your website presence?
I'm at Twitter at Belinda Comedy, and then I'm on Facebook at Belinda Carroll Comedy, and it's C-A-R-R-O-L-L Comedy. And then my website is BelindaCarrollComedy.org.
Okay. And then Ant.
Oh, my God. I'm at Ant Comic, and you can Facebook me, Ant Comic.
Yeah, A-N-T, then the word comic.
C-O-M-I-C.
It easy for folks. And then Belinda.
June 13th. 7:30, two shows, 7:30 and 9:30 at the Curious Comedy Theater, Home Oha. I hope people come out and they can buy tickets at Brown Paper Tickets.
Yes, exactly.
Right on. And again, all the different Pride events that we were talking about previously, the full lineup is at pridenw.org. So you can check that out. Now, Ant, I'm so sorry we have to say goodbye, but I'm looking forward. I will come and introduce myself and say hi on the 13th. Thank you so much for being on the show. Any closing thoughts that you want to leave with our listeners?
I love you all, and I can't wait to see you and be good to each other.
Right on. Thank you for that. And Belinda, any closing thoughts you want to leave with our listeners?
Same thing. I'm super excited about seeing Ant. I'm excited about the Home Oha show. Please go to pridenorthwest.org and volunteer. That's super important so we can pull off Pride well and come see me at the main stage. I'll be there.
Wonderful.
Oh, and adopt a pet. Don't buy one.
Oh, yes, and adopt a pet. Don't buy one, for sure.
Okay, thanks, Aunt, for that. And again, thank you so much to Aunt and Belinda for being our guests on the show tonight. And we need to say goodbye, listeners, but on the way out, we're going to leave you with one more music sample from Mattachine Social. Again, they're going to be performing at Pride Northwest here in Portland. Before I announce the song, I just want to say thank you to all of the guests who were on the air with us tonight. Thank you to you, our listeners. And we will be back next week. As a reminder, this Saturday, June 8th, from noon to 4 p.m. here at KBOO, will be a work party getting ready, creating our float and signs and all sorts of awesomeness. We are going to be in the parade here in Portland. Everyone is welcome to join us. If you want to help make our float and creations, show up here at the station again, noon to